Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine and welcome to today's episode. So in honor of the first official day of summer being today, if you happen to be listening to it when this episode comes out, I thought it would be fun to share my personal guide to summer this year, the energy I'm stepping into, my summer ins and outs, and basically how I'm summer maxing. And if you know me, you know I love curating my life around the seasons, romanticizing the little things, and kind of creating a brand new energy for myself. And especially with summer, I don't know about you, but I am not trying to have a summer that just flies by while I'm stressed out, burnt out, and glued to my to-do list. No, this year we're summer maxing by romanticizing life, making memories, touching grass, and having a cute little nostalgic summer. So grab a nice latte, go on your hot girl walk, clean your apartment, do whatever you need to do, and let's get into today's episode. So of course, before we get into the bulk of today's episode, I have to do my Sunday sip segment of the week, which is where I share my high and low from the previous week. And I would say my high from this past week is definitely just getting my creative spark back. I don't know if it's the change of energy, change of season, coming back from my trip and feeling re-inspired, but something has truly sparked within me and I feel my creative juices flowing again. I've been getting so many ideas. I've been just in this creative spirit, which I have not been in so long. I feel like I'm a very creative person at heart. If there's anything that I've learned as a creative person is the importance of making time and space for yourself and in your life to let creative energy flow. I find when I'm consuming a lot, whether it's consuming content, consuming media, consuming just in general, that is when I lack a lot of creative energy and I need to give myself space to just think and brainstorm and let creative ideas come to me. I think it's normal to have like creative funks from time to time, but if you're someone who struggles with creativity, definitely consume less and allow time for your mind to just daydream and think and brainstorm. But it's definitely my high from this past week, very much in our creative era once again, which I love. And I would say my low from this past week, which I don't want to sound like a complainer, but it's just the reality of things and I'm taking it as it is. But my low is definitely how hot it already is. I don't really mind the heat, but it's more about not really being able to go on my normal hot girl walks outside unless I wake up super, super early to beat the heat. So this week in particular, I've had to walk in the gym on a treadmill, which granted, I'm grateful that I'm still able to move my body, that I have a gym that I can go to. But if I'm honest, it's just not the same, okay? It doesn't hit the same. Those who get it, get it. There's nothing like a hot girl walk in the fresh air. It just hits different, okay? So if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, or if you watch any of my content, it's not a surprise when I say that I love to romanticize my life and curating my life around every season. And I know that sounds a little extra, but genuinely it makes the biggest difference for me. And if I'm being honest, I really haven't been doing the best job of that this year. And I've noticed such a difference in my day-to-day life and how I feel. And I'm trying to get back into romanticizing my life more, adding more whimsy into my life, if you will. I think we can all relate when I say that when we're younger, life can feel more magical, it can feel more whimsical and more exciting, and there's a reason why we feel so nostalgic about the past and when things are more simpler. And I get it, like as we get older, as we become adults, like life gets more serious, it can start to feel repetitive, and because of that, I think it's so important to be intentional with your life, romanticize your life, add whimsy into your life, because if you don't, then who else will? And it kind of reminds me of that scene in SpongeBob. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but there's a scene where it shows, I don't think it was one of the main characters, I think it was like a random fish, where he would wake up, sit in traffic, go to work, leave work, sit in traffic again, come home, and then his wife is like, "You coming to bed, dear?" or something like that. And he just looks absolutely miserable and drained. Low-key, I feel like they weren't exaggerating. I think a lot of people can feel like that in their life. We have to be the ones to add joy into our lives, make it more whimsical. And that's one of the reasons why I love the start of a new season. It feels like the perfect time to step into a new energy, find ways to romanticize that season, whether it's like creating little bucket lists, switching up your routines, romanticizing the small things from that season, giving yourself things to look forward to. It truly makes life feel so exciting again. And personally, it reminds me that life isn't just meant for us to go through the motions, but we're actually meant to enjoy our life. So as we are stepping into this new season of summer, I've been thinking about, what do I want this season to feel like? What is the energy that I want to step into? And the three words that describe the energy that I'm personally stepping into this summer are connection, play, and ease. So for connection, I mean connecting with family, friends, and even myself. As the out-of-state friend slash family member, I go really long periods of time without seeing the people that I love, and I genuinely hate that for me. But this summer, I've definitely have already made it a priority to spend time with them as much as I can. Like you guys know, I just came back from a two-week trip visiting everyone back home, and even if it means inconveniencing myself a little bit, if it means booking the flight, making the drive, rearranging my schedule, doing whatever I need to do, because at the end of the day, that's what community is about. You know, relationships take intention, and I never want to get so caught up in being busy or productive that I miss out on quality time with the people that I love. So that's definitely something that I'm prioritizing this summer, and I'm really grateful that I've already had a lot of connection before summer even began with spending time back home. I have been thinking about going back already, or just, you know, visiting other friends and other places, or even here in Arizona as well, just connecting with my friends here as well, and just prioritizing connection a lot more this summer. And for play, the reason why I chose this word is because I feel like one of my toxic traits is that I can take life a little too seriously sometimes. I blame it on being the oldest daughter. I've been responsible since I was basically like 7. Honestly, that's probably a conversation for my therapist, but in all seriousness, sometimes it's really hard for me to fully relax, to stop thinking about the to-do list, to not feel guilty for resting, and to not stress about what's next, just because I feel like that's how I've been hardwired. And this summer, I really want to tap back into a more playful energy. And lastly, I want to tap into more ease this summer. So what that looks like is easing up on my routines, my schedule, the pressure, the endless to-do list, all of it. Obviously, I can't just ignore all of my responsibilities. At the end of the day, I'm still an adult and things need to get done. I have goals that I'm working on, but I am being more intentional about focusing on what actually matters and kind of letting the rest take a back seat if it means making more room for, again, joy, connection, and play, because I don't want to blink and realize summer came and went and I spent the entire summer stressed, overwhelmed, working, and not enjoying my summer. Okay, so I want to get into my summer ins and outs, as well as how I will be summer maxing this season. My first in for the summer is early mornings. Naturally, my body does wake up at 5 a.m., but do I love waking up at 5 a.m.? Not really. I don't wear that as a badge of honor. But nonetheless, we are embracing early mornings this summer, specifically more so to beat the heat. Like I was saying earlier, if I don't go on my hot girl walk really early in the morning, like I'm talking like 5, 6 in the morning, 7 is even pushing it, it is way too hot to walk outside. So I still want to be able to go on my daily walks. It does wonders for my mental health, and it just, like I said, it doesn't hit the same in the gym. So if I want to still be able to do that, I have to do it earlier. And since my body already wakes up early naturally, I'm just embracing it. And honestly, I just feel so much better when I have an early start to the day. Another thing that's very much an in for me this summer is romanticizing my weekdays. I feel like we put so much pressure on weekends to be the fun part of life, and then Monday through Friday just becomes this blur of responsibilities. And personally, I don't want to live a life where I'm only looking forward to the weekends. Some of my favorite moments are honestly those like random Tuesday coffee runs, going on a sunset walk, reading outside on my lunch break, grabbing dinner like on a random Wednesday night, and not waiting for the weekend to feel like I'm living my life. So I've been making plans during the weekdays, booking things on the weekdays so that I have things to look forward to almost every day. And so that way, when the weekend comes around, I'm not feeling pressure to have plans or to have a lot of things going on, because I made time during the week to hang out with friends, go out to dinner, live my life. And then another in for me is having more whimsical energy this summer. And I know this has been trending for a while, but this has been something that's been on my mind recently. I've been thinking about like how I used to view life and how I just used to navigate life when I was like in my early 20s. Although I don't miss being in my 20s at all, you literally could not pay me to being back in my 20s again. What I do miss from my 20s is how optimistic I was about life, how I would just kind of go with the flow a little bit more and have this belief that everything was always working out for me. I do want to tap back into that, believing that everything is working out for me, being more optimistic, being more in alignment, playful, colorful, vibrant, and not taking life so seriously and actually putting in effort into things that are fun. Definitely tap into whimsical energy this summer. Another in for me, and this is going to sound a little random, but it's having red nails for the summer. So to know me is to know I'm a neutral girly through and through when it comes to my nails. I love a good French tip. I love me some bubble bath. I just love very simple, clean, chic nails throughout the year. That is my go-to. However, during the summertime, I love to switch it up with a pretty red nail. Something about a red nail just gives chic, it gives confident, it gives I have my life together, and I love a good red nail. I have red nails right now, actually, so that is definitely an in for me for the summer. We're switching it up a little bit, being a little bit more vibrant and colorful and playful with a very chic red nail. Another in for me, and this kind of goes back to the energy that I'm stepping into this summer, but it's creating connection, whether that's calling people instead of texting, going to community events, saying yes to last minute plans, visiting family, which like I said, I've already done, and really prioritizing community this summer, because life feels so much richer when you're connected to people. At the end of the day, I feel like that is what makes life worth living, is having connection and community around you. Another in is doing things just because they feel good. This summer, I want to do more things just because. Not because it's productive, not because it'll make good content, not because it's going to bring me closer to my goals, although I am prioritizing my goals this summer. I just want to have more fun, do things that bring me joy, along with actually being outside and having less screen time, which is my last in for the summer. I just want to do things that require me to get off my phone, be present. And this one is really important to me, I think, because my job primarily revolves around my phone, around a computer, being online. Sometimes it can be hard to find that balance and set those boundaries. It can be very hard to disconnect. But this summer, I definitely want to have less screen time, be more disconnected from the online space, from my phone, and be more connected into my real life. So when it comes to my outs for the summer, I only have a few. And the first is not letting summer distract me from my 6-month plan. So if you listen to my podcast episode, then you know that for the next 6 months, I have a plan where I'm dedicating my time, my energy, and my focus to really changing my life and seeing what can happen if I show up for myself every single day and what can become possible when I do that. Now, despite that, though, I still am going to allow myself to enjoy the summer, have fun, indulge in the summer activities, because like I mentioned in that episode, we are all about balance here. I am not an all or nothing, black and white kind of person. I believe in balance. I believe that you can be a focused, disciplined person who shows up for themselves and still enjoy life, still have fun, still have the dessert. Personally, for me, that's just how I choose to live my life. I say all this to say, yes, I want to have fun this summer. Yes, I want to have balance. I want to enjoy my life. I do want to prioritize joy, play, connection. I want to ease up on my routines and all of that. But despite that, I'm not letting summer distract me from my 6-month plan. And my next out is overbooking myself. Listen, I love having things to look forward to. I love having plans. I love having things to do. I love a productive moment as well. But I do not want every second of my summer to be scheduled, booked, and busy. I want room to be spontaneous. I want room to be able to relax, to literally enjoy the simple moments of life. I don't want to feel overwhelmed every time I look at my schedule and calendar. I don't want to feel like I don't have room to breathe or think. To me, summer is about, yes, being more social, being outside, living life, having fun. But summer is also a time to relax and slow down as well. So I don't want to overbook myself. Now, my next out is overthinking and ruminating about life. So I actually talked about this. I shared how one of the best things that I've done for my mental health is, again, having things to look forward to. So as I said, I don't want to be busy 24/7 and feel overwhelmed with my schedule. But one thing that's really helped me with not overthinking or not ruminating as much is having things to look forward to. Booking a trip, booking a workout class, working from a coffee shop, meeting up with a friend, little things like that have truly saved me from overthinking and ruminating and getting out of my head and into living my life more. And my last out for this summer is canceling plans. Now listen, I know life happens. Maybe you overbook yourself, schedules don't line up, whatever have you. I get it. But one thing I am not doing is canceling plans and not immediately following up with rescheduling. I actually had to do that. This week, I made plans with a friend on Friday and I totally forgot I had something else to do during that time. And so I canceled, but I immediately rescheduled for another time. I said, hey girl, have to reschedule for this day, but let me know your schedule so we can rebook. Because one thing about it is I'm so over not making time for the things that we should make time for, the things that are important in life. And I get it. Like I said, life happens. Sometimes you overbook yourself or something gets in the way and you physically can't show up for those plans. But if that happens, if for whatever reason you do have to cancel plans, it is your responsibility as the person who's canceling plans to follow up and reschedule. And to end off today's episode, I want to share how I will be summer maxing this year. So I feel like some of the best parts of summer growing up for me were the simple things, you know, and somewhere along the way, adulthood makes summer feel like just another season unless we intentionally create that feeling again. So some things that I'll be doing this summer to summer max, if you will, or just like nostalgic things that I'm bringing back this summer, are doing more summer activities, which I already did a lot of this while I was back home, so I can check this off my bucket list. But when I talk about summer activities, I mean bike rides, picnics, late night drives, farmer markets, patio dinner nights, like things that just evoke this energy of summer. Another thing that I'm doing is wearing my summer uniform. I have a few different summer uniforms. I love me a good matching linen set. I love a easy cotton dress that I can dress up or down, and just things that I feel comfortable in. Another thing that I'm doing is capturing summer memories with my disposable cameras versus my phone. Of course, I will still use my phone to take photos, videos, but again, I want to do more things that require me to be less on my phone. So if that looks like taking photos on a disposable camera, first of all, the photos come out so cute and it's just a nostalgic, fun way to capture memories. Another thing that I'm doing is making cute summer themed drinks, whether they're cocktails, mocktails, lemonade. This week, I'm actually recreating a drink that I had while I was on a trip. It's basically like a hibiscus margarita. It was so good. So tomorrow I'm actually having like a taco and margarita night, and I'm going to recreate or try to recreate this drink. And I just think it's a way to, you know, romanticize your life a little more. Instead of just a normal dinner night at home, we're adding a little theme to it. We're making some cocktails and adding more whimsy into our life. So definitely making some cute summer themed drinks, I think, is a great way to summer max and romanticize your life. Another thing that I'm doing, as much as I love a summer vacation or a very like long trip, don't sleep on a little 24, 72-hour trip, because that can bring you as much joy as a week-long vacation, trust me. So I definitely am going to do a lot of more like weekend trips, day trips, since I don't have any other major trips planned as of yet. Okay, another thing that I want to do this summer, and this is very West Coast of me, if you guys don't know, I'm born and raised in California, but I really want to have In-N-Out on the beach specifically. I've had In-N-Out more times than I can count, but I would just love to have In-N-Out on the beach during sunset. I just think there is nothing more West Coast than that. And then another thing that I really want to get into this summer is writing more letters to like friends and family and like sending postcards. I really want to get back into the art of sending postcards. I just think that's such a cute, chic way to like stay connected with family, friends. Of course, you could always like send a text and FaceTime, and that's great, but something about sending a physical letter, a physical postcard, I just think is so nostalgic. And so I definitely want to do that, especially like I said, being the long distance friend, sister, family member, whatever. I would just love to like send a postcard to everybody. With that being said, that concludes today's conversation. These are my summer ins and outs, how I plan on summer maxing this year, the energy that I'm stepping into this summer. I really hope that this episode can kind of kickstart your summer off in the best way. Maybe it inspires you to think about your summer ins and outs, how you want to romanticize your life this season, what energy you want to step into. But I really hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could rate, give the podcast a 5-star review, share this episode on your Instagram stories or to anyone who you think may also enjoy today's conversation. That is all I have to say. As always, I will see you Sunday.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.